This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Big day coming up, starting with the Rockies, right here on KFKA, pregame at 12:30, and then we'll have the game for you at 1:10. Avalanche looking to go up 3-0 in the series, the Nuggets looking to go up 2-1 in the series. It's a crucial night, critical day in the world of Colorado sports. How critical is it for the Pac-12 to be good quickly? As soon as next season, Kevin Lytle joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline. He is our CSU Rams insider. Kevin, I read your recap of your conversation with John Weber in the Colorado. Great stuff from you. Excellent conversation, man.
Yeah, it's crazy that we're now, at this point, it's like 70 days or something until CSU is officially in the Pac-12. So it's coming fast all of a sudden.
What I loved the fact that you we're talking about the urgency of finding success, not only for CSU, but the Pac-12. I mean, this week, we're seeing so many different conversations being had. One of those that popped up was the idea of a G6 standalone playoffs. And obviously, you know, us following CSU, we don't want that. We want CSU and members of the Pac-12 to have a legitimate shot at the table. Did you guys get into that at all?
No, didn't get into that at all. I think that's I don't think there's anyone, I shouldn't say anyone, but I don't think there are many people that have an appetite for that because, that would be creating a separation from, P4 to the others without maybe officially creating it as a new division. But that's what it would be doing. And, yeah, I certainly don't think anyone, like I say, probably many people in the G6 period, but especially in the Pac-12, have interest in that. But we did not officially or get directly into that discussion.
And it's still just such a far-fetched idea that it's not, you know, probably something worth wasting time with John Weber at this point. But with all these conversations that are being had, expansion of the CFP, who will be allowed, automatic bids, that kind of thing, I mean, it certainly would be huge if the Pac-12 comes out swinging, especially in their non-conference play, and then makes for an exciting conference season to have a fun one this year. I mean, that success is only going to lead to better possibilities for the Pac-12 in the future.
Yeah, I do think it is important for the Pac-12 to succeed right away. And, you know, again, let's call it how it is. The biggest, most prominent sports, you know, starting most importantly with football, and then in the men's basketball, and then a little bit in women's basketball as well. But I think especially football, man, the Pac, I don't want to say need. It's not like they're going to collapse if it doesn't happen. But it would really be good for the Pac to get that, G6 playoff spot next year in football. That would be kind of a shot across the bow, a marker, whatever you want to call it, of, yeah, we are still the fifth power. So you may not call us that, but we're the fifth power. That would be really important for the Pac to land. And, you know, from the conference sake, they don't care who it is. Anyone the Pac, they would be happy with. Probably in some ways they would enjoy if it were like Washington State, one of the legacy members. But really the Pac just needs to have success because there is a perception challenge, I guess, that they're going to fight.
Oh, no question. There is that perception right now. Specifically for CSU, we know that's one of the reasons Jim Mora cited, hey, this is why I want to go to Colorado State, because we got a chance. There's a path in the Pac-12. So obviously the coaches in this conference certainly believe that their conference will and should get that seat at the table, whatever this looks like, if there is playoff expansion in the future.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, for Morris specifically, he was at a place, UConn, that, yeah, you can't really make it. You know, UConn would have to go 12-0 and beat some top teams to even have a chance. Even that probably wouldn't do it as a independent. And I also saw some this week that I hadn't even realized that their CFP money share is less than, you know, even other G6 teams, again, because they're not part of a conference. So for a lot of reasons, it makes sense why you wouldn't want, you know, to be there long term. Yeah, is CSU making the CFP? You know, obviously recent results would suggest no, but there is a path now for Mora and CSU, and that's what the PAC is trying to build.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Colorado. What else kind of stood out to you in your conversation with John Weber?
Ticket sales is one that I'm curious about,
yeah,
because, you know, ticket sale prices have gone up for CSU, you know, season ticket sales and all that, I think maybe for a couple of years in a row now. And so you see a lot of, you know, angst online, you know, some of these people, you know, some folks online try to say, well, you know, I used to have a group of 40 that all bought tickets. Now it's down to three of us. And, you know, some of the look at me moments. But last year they had the highest season ticket number that they've had since year one of the stadium. Year one was the high water mark, not surprisingly, you know, just the excitement of new. And then it dropped pretty precipitously, pretty quickly through the rest of the Parker, Joe Parker era until it started rising back up the last 2 years. So it was a little over 12,000 last year, and Weber said they're at about 85% retention on that, which is a really good number considering the season is, you know, 3 months away or 6 months away, whatever it is, 5 months. So they're looking pretty good there, which in the rev share era, that matters. You know, ticket sales, attendance, all that used to be kind of like, yeah, it matters a bit for the department, but, you know, the general fan, like, whatever, who cares? But now when it goes to paying your roster, it does matter. So if you're a CSU fan, it has an impact. I mean, it's just important. It just flat out is. It's kind of weird and probably feels gross to some people, but it's the flat truth that, you know, the more butts in seats and money made, the better chance of a competitive roster. So that one to me stood out as an important marker for CSU that they're selling tickets pretty well despite some price increases.
Well, and it doesn't shock me that they're having a price increase either, Kevin. I mean, the price is going up for everybody to field a good team now. Programs are paying where they didn't used to pay before. You know, that money that used to just come in from boosters and advertisers and all that, that's not just going to the programs anymore. Those are going specifically to the players. So obviously their price went up. So it only makes sense. That's just how that's the way of the world.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's just the way it operates now. And I mean, you know, you see some stadiums now are doing, you know, when you get your soda and your hot dog and, you know, there's the tip option. Some stadiums are now doing the tip options, round up to donate to, you know, whatever school athletic fund, that type of stuff. So it's just part of the game right now.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And, well, I'm getting excited. I know, like you said, we're not, I mean, we're getting to late April, man. It's not too far away from getting into the actual season with what, you know, to see what this Jim Mora era looks like in a very interesting, very serious time for Colorado State, especially on the football side of things.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what Weber said of, you know, there's urgency, you know, not just for the conference, but for CSU. Mora has said it repeatedly as well of, you know, they're not looking at this as a year one of, you know, a sort of long rebuild. They expect to win right away. There's pressure on everyone. They think and believe that CSU needs to be winning quickly.
Well, Kevin, next time, you know, down the road when we chat, it'll be fun to kind of break into the Pac-12 and learn more about who these teams are. That's going to be tough homework for you, man, now more than ever, just to figure out who's got what, who got better, because there's just so many changes. But you're here for it, man, so we'll be looking out for it.
Yeah, definitely. It is crazy, the amount of change. I think the league is going to be really deep, too. I mean, I don't know who the, you know, bad team is. It's going to be challenging.
Last one for you, Kevin. Do you think we'll eventually expand the college football playoffs? Do you think we're going to get to that 24?
It sure seems like it's going to grow. So, yeah, I don't know if it's going to get all the way at 24 or if they meet in the middle somewhere, but it sure feels like it's going to expand.
Yeah, I mean, when you just start seeing it every day, more and more talk about it, more and more meetings about it, it feels like that's what's coming up. Kevin, it's the trifecta today. The Rockies going at it at 110, looking to win a series. The Avs looking to go up 3-0. The Nuggets looking to take back control of their series with the Timberwolves. How do you think this day is going to play out, man? Are we going to be talking about three big dubs on tomorrow's show?
Ooh, it's going to be an interesting one. Totally forgot the Rockies were playing. Thanks for that note. The heart says the playoff teams go 2-0 tonight. The head, yeah, you know what? Forget it. Yeah, 2-0.
Yeah, there you go.
The Nuggets are going to respond to all that stuff. I think the Avs are pretty clearly the better team. Is it a 4-game or a 5-game series is the only question there. And sure, I'll just say the Rockies win because, you know, why not?
Let's just throw them in there. You know, it's just for fun. Just throw them in there. The beard's not out of control yet, Kevin, in our Dirty 30 quest here. So we're feeling ahead of the game with our race to 30 wins.
Say you're tracking way better than last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was Grizzly Adams. Like, my wife couldn't recognize me. My dog barked at me. People hated me. So hopefully I don't get to that point this year.
Yeah, exactly. You're on a good path right now.
Kevin, my friend, always a pleasure to catch up with you. When you want CSU information, Pac-12 information, this guy's the best. No question about it, man. We'll look to catch up with you next week, my friend.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Yeah, I do suggest it. If you're a Rams fan or you're interested in the goings on? Is that right? The goings on?
I'd say goings on.
Goings on. Thank you, Michael. Then Kevin's the guy. You got to follow this dude. He gets all that insight. He sits down with Athletic Director John Weber and gets a lot of great stuff for us to dissect and react to. And John talking about the urgency of the Pac-12 finding success next season. That would be a hell of a story, a triumphant story, Michael. Talk about a comeback story if the Pac-12 does become relevant enough in the next few years to actually be considered a Power 5, in the Power 5 of conferences. They're, right now, they're like somewhere in between.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But if it does, I mean, you're going to have to be consistent. You're going to have to do what Boise State did.
Yeah.
Boise State, they are consistently good. You have to be consistent like that. You can't just have that one 2006, 2007 year. You have to be consistently going to bowl games every year and every now and then going to one of those upper echelon bowl games.
Yeah, no question, man. I'm excited. I mean, whether it happens or not, I'm excited to see what they come up with. This flex schedule that they're trying, it's appealing to me. I think you and I both kind of agree. It's interesting. We'll see how it goes.
It's interesting, and I think that more conferences are going to adopt that within the next 5 years.
Yeah, I do too. All right, 49 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got the Power Half Hour coming up. We got top stories of the day. Mike Vrabel's in the news again. I keep saying we're going to put it away, Mike, but there's more to it. There's even more to it. So we'll discuss coming up. We'll be right back.
Preps Baseball can be heard right here.
Take me out to the ball game.
A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.